There's only me and you saying, right, I'll have to fight him. If I'm ready, I'm ready. And if I'm not, I'm not. I can't have him calling us over here. And everybody in America saying, oh, man, them British guys, they don't really fight. Blah, blah, blah. I'll go over to America and I'll fight him and knock him back out. Can't say any fairer than that. I've got to get Francesco Pianetta out of the way. Then I'll come for Wilder because Joshua's out. I'll apologise for him. And Eddie Hearn, no balls. But I'm the man. I'll fight you. No problem. But it's what happens when you need to go out your comfort zone, behind enemy lines, like James Bond does, 007. Get in, boom, get in there, do the assassination, get out. I've done it before in Germany, hostile environment, 50,000 Germans. Went in there, took his belts, chawed them, oh, see you later.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the
body punching? I was
hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And clap the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing, you're taking those punches.
From Deep Beyonce Productions.
Making woman gestures like,
Let's go, champ.
It's the champ! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My own co-hosts don't even know why I'm this excited, because while the intro was on, I got the motherfucking A to the OK. So as you can see, the thumbnail says Deontay Wilder will be at Francesco Pianetta's August 18 fight. So I text him, see if he's really going. He said he's going. But you know, I went a step further and asked, can I fucking go? Okay, so Scotland, is it? Is it fucking Scotland? Is
that no?
Is it Scotland? We fucking coming.
Wherever, what's a little short dude from? I'm so excited right now. I came fucking, this nigga going to Ireland.
Well, I don't know.
The Ireland. Hey,
he said, yeah, but we got to see what those numbers look like. But let's get to this show. We're here to talk about Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury. I mean, the quotes are just all over the internet. It's damn near done. I mean, I was at the media event today and, people were announcing that this was done. And a couple of the a couple of Lou DiBella's internal crew was like, there's no way it's done. And we don't know. It's never done until it's final. So I didn't get excited, but the rumor is that this is done. And like I said, I just got confirmation literally half a minute ago that he is going to be in Scotland for Fury's next fight. And once we read you these quotes, there'll be no doubt in your mind. Oh, Ireland? Is it Ireland?
Yeah, it's going to be in Belfast.
Carr Frampton, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, he will be in Ireland, we'll read you all the quotes and get you as excited as we are.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Red winner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yo, what's going on, family? We back with another one. We didn't get Wilder and Joshua, which I was pissed off about, but we got a great, well, hopefully a great consolation prize in Fury and Wilder, which is going to be a fight that's been brewing since Fury jumped in that ring back at the Barclays Center. So I'm ready to talk about it. Ron, what's going on, baby?
BoxingWiz.com.
I've been doing this. I ain't been up and fell off. I've been through the Lennox Lewis era, the Nassim Hamed era, the Sugar Shane Moser era, the Oscar De La Hoya era. I
miss
all the
errors. You do too much talk. The thing is this.
People want their subjective preference to be the objective reality.
HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about
BoxingWiz.com.
Oh, man, I love these two guys, man. Once it was started when Tyson Fury went into his ring, and now we got Deontay coming in Tyson's ring. This is beautiful. This is really what boxing's about, man. They're setting great examples. I'm really excited. And damn, Ness gets to go? What?
Dude, and there's not going to be security. No one's stopping Wilder from entering the ring. You know what I'm saying? It's actually going to be allowed to happen. No, I'm just assuming that he's going to be entering the ring. It does say that he'll be ringside. Would he enter? I don't know. But we're here because Michael Coppinger, was it? Did an interview with Deontay Wilder, I believe. I'm going to pull it up in just a bit and try to read out all these quotes because there are a shit ton of Wilder quotes discussing this fight and how sure he is that this is going to happen. The projected date is December.
I got a document in our group chat with all the major quotes.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
So then you want to refresh that one?
Yeah. Okay.
Where that's at? I got it. You are the man.
I'll try to be, man.
He tries to be. And I quote, I believe 100% that this fight is going to happen and it's going to get done, said Wilder. 32? Is he 32 years old? No. What's that 32 for?
He's 32. Remember, this year is all about the threes. 33? 33? That's what he's been saying since the beginning of the year. This year is all about the threes.
Well, he's young, man. What are people talking about that AJ's waiting for him to get old? Fuck, he's got to get old in like the next 4 years. Anyway, we're very, very close. Very, very close. Closer than Joshua and me could ever get in a lifetime. It's definitely going to happen. There's no doubt. There's just a little more work to be done. Me and Fury, we talk to each other back and forth. I think he's a great guy. We have a relationship together, and my team has a relationship with his team. This is going to be better than Joshua when it boils down to it. And we all know Tyson Fury, in many eyes, is still the champ. He hasn't been defeated. He's still undefeated. He's still the lineal champ. And once I knock him off, I become the man who beat the man.
So let me ask you a quick question. Do we put that lineal figurative belt in more prestige than we do all the other belts because he is the man that beat the man?
I mean, you have to. I mean, he's undefeated. I mean, at some point, I mean, you're going to have to give some sort of credit.
Oh, shit, man. Like, if dude would have been active, then yeah. But, like, he's lineal because he was the last one to hold it, not because he's fighting like he's the lineal champ, you know what I mean? They just respecting his clout, I guess. Like, but that shit should have been snatched. Like, with everything else, you know? You can't be running around 130 excess pounds of your division still claiming titles, you feel me? But look, I know that there's an argument out there. Before we get to more quotes, I know that there's an argument that the AJ protectors are brewing up, saying that it's hypocrisy and it's ironic that the Wilder fans are excited about a Fury fight when Fury's been off, I don't know. Ron, get the actual months, man, because these people say 3 years, and I highly doubt it was fucking 3 years.
Wait, the years for what? Between
Fury's last fight.
Okay.
Inactivity due to the coke and all the shit that he was going through. Because obviously there's a common argument there with Vladimir being out of the ring 18 months.
Well, the thing is, his last fight was in 2015 in November. So 2015 November, blah blah blah. Yeah. It looks almost 3 years. Almost.
Exact months.
Like
November.
Like two and a half.
Was November did he fight sure. in 2017?
Nope. He fought.
No, he fought in 2018 in June.
Yes, sir. November 2015 to June of this year.
So if you round 2015 November to like 2016, then that's about 2.5 years. So it's not 3 years.
2.5 years out the ring and two tune-ups. Because Vlad got none. let's keep that in mind. You know, for those bringing up this argument, like it isn't the same. Vlad had absolutely none. You know, people are like, well, Fury has more time off, but at least Fury's getting two tune-ups before going into an elite level fight, whereas Vlad was chilling on the couch, dealing with his wife's postpartum, then jumped in the ring. But
just to play devil's advocate, do we think that that these tune-ups, as you say, will get him ready for a Wilder fight?
I mean, nothing is going to get you ready for a Wilder fight. Wilder actually has a quote. I don't know. I see you didn't get that one because you didn't think it was valuable enough.
I got it.
He didn't think it was valuable enough, but I'm paraphrasing. He says something like, once you're a champion, you got to stay ready 24/7. You know what I'm saying? And Fury was a champion. So, like, that ain't nobody's fault, and that ain't no excuse. Ain't nobody give that excuse for Vlad, right? And every time I try to sell that, it don't work. But
I mean, if you think about Muhammad Ali, I mean, when he came back from his long delay, you know, from fighting, he went straight to Joe Frazier right away.
And what about George Foreman? Didn't he do the same with Michael Moore?
No, he had a whole bunch of fights before Michael Moore. What? He had a whole journey.
Damn.
For like hell of people.
And I quote, he's a guy that's ready to go. He's seen what's been happening to me with this whole situation, and he's disgusted because Joshua is British as well. And they see he didn't want to fight. So he's being a man, stepping into my backyard and doing something that their so-called champion couldn't do. So mad respect from me. What about the shade there, guys?
Evident. It's evident, man. Like, yeah. If you play that fucking Fury soundbite, shit, Fury has some words to say about Joshua, too. But it's evident that, I mean, that Wilder was, shit, highly pissed off.
But is it evident? Because, I mean, there are still fans that fault Wilder. They call him, you know, they say he lost his pen.
Lost his pen? The whole thing with Wilder was he wanted to fight in September and the Wembley Stadium wasn't available. But when they signed the perfecting fight, Wembley Stadium all of a sudden became available for that fight. That's the big issue.
Yeah, I mean, I can go on with that too. I mean, everything they say about we've had those all planned out. If you want to fight AJ, you know, you have to, you know, fight the next fight. When we all knew a long time ago, Deontay said, hey, well, I'll fight Dillian White if you put AJ on it. They didn't want to do it. Now they're trying to do it. And it's just too many back and forth. Every interview from Eddie Hearn, you can play out of order and it will still be like the same situation.
Well, let's talk about the style matchups, because I know that in the article, Deontay goes into both men being tall, both men being long and being able to box. But I think Fury is lighter on his feet. Deontay's more flat footed. He definitely is in a power position. That's why his feet are so widely spread apart so he could get good leverage. This is a dangerous fight. I wanted a big fight for Deontay, but this one might be dangerous, you know? Look at what Fury did to Vlad. And it wasn't sexy. It was boring to watch, but he still did it.
Yeah, also, but is that going to be the same Fury that's going to come in, you know, this fight, you know? I mean, Mike, what do you think?
I can't really call from the last fight, but one of the most peculiar things about this fight would be that Wilder will be stepping in at a reach disadvantage. His reach is 82, while Fury stands at 86. So that's something to really be kind of looking at, because I don't know if Wilder has ever fought a guy that he didn't have the reach advantage on.
Not only that, Fury has a good jab, man, and a good jab offsets everything. This is a dangerous fight. This is a dangerous fight for sure. Wilder's going to have to become the aggressor. And we've never really seen him play a Margarito, Gennady Golovkin type of role. That's not his fighting style. He's a counterpuncher sometimes, you know? So dangerous fight for sure.
I know Wilder always says that he rather looked apart. I mean, beat apart than looked apart. But Fury's going to be 6'9", 270, almost 280. And Wilder can't come in at 215, 220, man. Like, the best Wilder that I really personally liked was the one against Chris Areola when he came in about 2:30, and he was like really filled out and looked great, had a good jab catch. Yeah, well,
that's because remember that camp was for Povetkin. I was in that camp actually. It's cool that you even mentioned that because I remember he was trying to get to 250. He was trying to gain 250, and he was trying to put on muscle for the Povetkin fight, but it never happened. So then obviously he got to like 235 muscle and had the Areola fight. Now, I don't know. Maybe staying light is the key because Fury won't move the way that he used to move because of the added weight. Staying light so he could get in and out and maybe targeting that body, you know, the midsection. But heavyweights don't do that. Now, I know Wilder has in sparring. We've seen him go to the body. He just doesn't really do it much in a real fight. But, I mean, Ron, I mean, you're the IQ master, right? Like, how do you see this thing playing out? Without, I guess, unless you want to give your prediction already.
I mean, we've seen a slight of some of his boxing excellence. I mean, he did a little bit with Bermain Stiverne in the rematch where he moved a lot. He did a lot of double, triple jabs. And I do feel like he can't be sitting there doing his pawing jab that he did with Luis Ortiz. I know that was a southpaw. So he's going to have to be, you know, busier. Like you said, attack the body. I think a lot of movement is going to have to be something where he's going to have to implement in his game and triple up in his punching. He can't rely on just one bomb because I think Tyson Fury could probably absorb a couple. He won't be able to just get flatline on one. I think that weight's going to allow him to absorb a little bit. And I think that all Tyson Fury's movements also going to offset some of Deontay's power where he can't be as flat footed and settle into his punching as much. But yeah, it'll be interesting. I think it'll be like a little boxing match from the start.
Now, do you guys think that something odd happens? Because we did see Fury, you know, come out to social media and say, "Oh, Deontay, Joshua, you guys are not going to rush me. You pair of bums, suck my balls." And now all of a sudden he is in negotiations. So like, could we see 2 weeks from now that this isn't signed, sealed, and delivered?
I'd rather that happen than we get to December and the fight's been signed and Fury pulls out like he did against Vlad twice, right? That'd be a fucking bummer. So I know Fury's talking a good game, like he's been in the media with all the boxing media and stuff. So, and the way he sounded, like he sounded with conviction. So, and he's just said that the pussy Joshua, he had to come and take the British pride back because they're not taking the fight. So saying all of that, you got to back it up.
Yeah. I want to hope that he's done. Like, I think Batman Fury is done and Fat Man Fury is done. But who knows, right? Who knows? I think we need the final thought this one, guys. I mean, we just had to touch on it. I'm excited. I mean, at least Wilder's going to be there. That'll be something new. We have that to talk about, and you know, now we got some planning to do.
Yeah, a little monkey wrench. I actually did forget. So many people in the chat's talking about Fury can actually switch stances too. They've seen him do that. So if he does switch stances for a Deontay Wilder fight, that would be something very interesting to add into the fight styles.
I'm just happy that we got a spark and we got a buzz back with the whole Wilder and Joshua thing going down the drain. And the Wilder and Fury is probably going to be a better build-up and a better promotion because both of these guys.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that. I mean, he said it. He said that they're going to promote the shit out of it. That is the quote. We are going to promote the shit out of it. He said, Fury's a talker. I'm a talker. So I just can't wait to see, like, because, look, they're going to Vegas. They're not going to Brooklyn. You know, they mentioned Vegas. They didn't mention two venues. They said Vegas. They said December. They didn't say November. You know, so I'm wondering how many city press tours we get. You know, what's going down for sure?
Probably a 4-city press tour. I'm thinking Vegas, New York, London, and maybe Fury's like Belfast or Ireland, somewhere in Ireland, because he got a big fan base out there.
We're gonna go out to the phone lines. Don't forget, this is gonna be pay per view. Give us your thoughts on that. How many buys you think it does? I think Peter Quillen might have said 500.
Today you had an interview and a guy said 400 buys. That was Andrew Garcia, right? No, it wasn't Andrew Garcia. They actually,
that was Mikey Earl paper.
Yeah, that was Derrick James. Do you think that it does more than the Earl and Mikey?
It better. Look at Shill Killer says, Boxing Voice, Fury wouldn't fight Bellew or Joshua this soon off a layoff, but he's going to fight Wilder. Doesn't make sense. Remember, there was $50 million on the table, right? You guys are not piecing this together. It was $50 million on the table, according to Fury and the media, what we've seen. So Fury said, send me the contract. I'll sign it in 10 seconds. Now, do we expect for Wilder to send him a $50 million contract? No. But we do expect for Fury to negotiate high because he knows that amount of money was available, right? Like, I mean, honestly speaking, I think these men are getting like 5 and 3 million, some shit like that, guaranteed, then pay-per-view upside. But who knows? Who knows what happened, where that 50 came from, and you know, if they still had access to it, or how they enticed Tyson Fury. We don't know just yet. Those are some interesting details that I would like to get to know, but I'm...
And I'm pretty sure since Showtime is trying to get that fight in August, they probably gave him a little bread for that fight, and with the hopes of making that fight in December.
Yeah, another thing too is I think a lot of people forget that everyone keeps comparing HBO pay-per-views to Showtime's pay-per-view. When you really think about it, Showtime's pay-per-view on a streak, even though it's with Mayweather, has been really great. So the people that's been behind Showtime, I know I'm comparing Mayweather, they haven't truly failed yet. When you look over the year. So I think they would do great with this fight. And
that's Espinoza quote. He talked about that. He said over the last 5 years, they have the better pay-per-view numbers, which is true. They've just been more successful.
Yeah, and they've been more selective too. They just don't just throw them out there. They are very meticulous in the ones that they do, and the ones that they do, they put a good undercard on it.
You know, I'm going to bring it up because it's like I have to. But I thought PBC said they were done with the pay-per-view model. And I'll answer my own question. This is on part fault to the detractors and the PBC haters that when things were out there, you know, didn't cover them and didn't tell their listeners or viewers about it to have people watch it. And it failed. You know, it failed. Because these men could have been getting paid off advertising. If you go check out my interview with Derrick James today, he tells you, because he still thinks Garcia Spence might not be pay-per-view. I don't see how, but, you know, he broke it down in advertisement. And he said that we're crazy if we think that, you know, Al wasn't making money off advertisement. So, I don't know, man. Either way, it's what Wilder needed in order to get a little bit of negotiation leverage. Back when he, you know, negotiates with Anthony Joshua. But let me go out to these sponsors, then to the phone liners. You know the number, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time if you want to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Do not forget to press 1.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to, let me double check this. Hella silence. Ron, don't talk all at once. That's all right, guys.
Man, it's all good, man.
I got it, guys. Okay. It's all good. You know what I'm saying?
I was about to bust a fucking high 16, you know what I'm saying? Hey, drop that 8.
The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put the change inside your hand. Now, hold up. Let's make it sufficient. Everybody disagrees with it.
Yo, first of all, Ron, Mike, somebody, Ness, you need a gunshot. You don't ever have to check this fucking number. Don't ever do that. Gunshot.
Don't ever play yourself. Don't ever play yourself, Ness.
I don't want to be playing an intro to some other dude with a 908, B. I'm trying to just keep it.
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
I know, but bro.
I don't even know where the guns at. I traded the guns in. I don't even know where they at. Yo, I can't find it for real. What the fuck? Oh, here you go.
Give me a zap. Oh, there we go. Fellas. Great show as always. The kids are asleep. Shout out to Purple Hindu, Fire Alien OG. It's nice outside. Look, I be bringing up this name. You can go back several shows over several years. People wondering where the money's coming from, where it is. Don't ever forget. And Ness, I think TBV is going to land that interview somehow by hook or by crook. Richard Schaefer and whatever his, you know what I mean, Confederates saw that put together the world boxing series this time around. Isn't that who put this together? Financing?
You mean Sutherland?
Oh, that's Sauerland. Okay. Mm. So, I mean, even more to the point, I mean, I think the money for a Fury fight and Wilder fight, yeah, if it was 50 mil on the table, they don't need the whole 50 mil for them to, but I'm sure it's a nice package that they can put together. I think, and I'm not even trying to sound crazy. It doesn't matter how many fights he's coming off of. And I think he's, you know, shit, he could fight me and Ness. And you still can't get ready for Wilder, but he could get, you know, Fury could ask for 20 mil, I think, and get that.
Wow. Fight.
And then Wilder.
How?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Because that is the building block for Wilder going to fighting Joshua in the UK. His first fight, imagine his first fight in the UK is against Tyson Fury.
That's what I was going to say, too.
It's going to be here.
Yeah, it's gonna be in Vegas. Should it be over in England instead of Vegas?
Well, that's what I think. So maybe, I didn't know that fight will be in Vegas. That's not bad in Vegas. Of course, it's a great fight because UK fans, they travel for anything. You'll get 40,000 people in Vegas to see that fight from the UK.
Yeah, I don't think 40 coming for Fury.
You don't think so?
Nah, this ain't Joshua.
10 to 20 came for Hatton.
No, 30 what, came what for Hatton. Hatton. 30 Hatton. Came for Hatton, and eight.
Like,
Hatton was loved, though.
Hatton was like a phenom. I mean, he was definitely loved, like Ness said.
Hey, man, I don't know what y'all thinking, bro. I think Fury got a buzz about himself, too, over there, man. People, like, they hated him, but they came back and, like, started to love him again, man.
Nobody loving him.
Bro, they hate you, they love you, then they hate you again. You know how it go.
Hey, listen, they are going to rally behind him because he's fighting an American and he's coming to enemy territory. And those UK guys, they fucking love their people no matter what. But they're not going to get behind him the way they would have got behind Joshua if Joshua was coming over to fight Wilder.
I think he's going to make a bigger splash in the UK. They need to rethink that. They need to rethink that, have that fight in the UK. Wilder makes that splash in the UK. First fight, he beats Fury. If Joshua doesn't fight somebody in the UK would chase him down and whoop his ass because they'll feel ashamed if he don't fight Wilder after that. I'm telling you. And y'all motherfuckers, listen to this show. Listen, Eddie, fucking Richie, Uncle Al, make it happen. We need this thing in the UK. Make it happen.
They going to Vegas, I mean. But thanks for calling in. We're going out to Dominic in Seattle. Talk to me.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What up?
Man, I told you, man, already. I told you. Represent Seattle a little bit. I told you, like, a while ago that this was going to happen. This needs to happen. It's the only way to forget about Anthony Joshua. Only way. But I have two things to say. One was that I told you I was right. You tried to deny me. I was wrong. Said he's going to have three mandatories to warm up fights. Now he's going to fight Deontay. The second was, I just seen an interview with Tyson Fury saying that Donald Trump is supposed to be on his side or something like that. He's trying to get Donald Trump on his side, and Donald Trump is his biggest fan, and Trump likes Tyson Fury the most. If they get the racial divide in this will be the biggest fight ever. They need to put racial divide on that. That's it. And that's my two cents right there.
I could definitely see Donald Trump and Tyson Fury having a similar personality.
But wasn't Wilder at the White House when he was doing the Jack Johnson pardon?
That was our show. I'm saying on the President Trump side, he is a photographer guy. He just takes pictures with everybody. Just like, hey, look at me. Look what I'm doing.
Let's get back out to the lines. We're going to Julio in L.A.
Hey, what's going on, Ness? What's going on, Mike? You know, my opinion is it's easy. I think that Fury is going to do an upset, and I think this will do good on pay-per-views due to the fact that it's going to be like on a holiday. If it hits on November, you got Thanksgiving, December, Christmas. What better way to end the year than to watch a big fight, you know?
That is true.
And that's my call.
Julio, thanks for calling in. That is true. We got a first-time caller in Illinois, 815-995. Who's this?
This is Kevin from Chi-Town.
Chi-Town? I thought that was Illinois' number.
Chi-Town.
All right.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Chi-Town.
All right. Go for it.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, I think this fight would be a good fight. I think it'll do about 500 buys. But my question is, if this happens in December, what does this do for the Mikey and Spence fight that's supposed to be in December too as well? That's supposed to be pay-per-view.
Ooh, that's right. Good question. Yeah. That is right.
Like, do they push it to November? Because they were talking
about maybe Mikey and Earl get pushed to the new beginning of the year.
Yeah, it's possible they may move it to November. Possibly.
I mean, that fight needs more promotion, man. They need more promotion for that Mikey fight.
Yeah, I agree. So, I mean, I think it's a big mistake for him to go to Earl. I think he should go. He should fight Pacquiao. I think that'll be a big fight for him against a smaller 147. I think that's the route he should go.
So let's just say they both were in December. Which one are you going to buy?
Ooh, good question. I'm buying the heavyweight. Yeah, but yeah, we all buying both because we fucking boxing degenerates. But like, we talking about average people that can't afford to buy both.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if I had to choose between the two, it would have to be the heavyweights.
Yeah, heavyweights. Well, Kevin in Chi-Town, thank you for calling in, my friend. Let's go out to who we got here.
Don't even matter who we got there. Hey, but dude brought up a great question while you found that caller.
I'm ready.
When okay.
Go ahead. What was the question?
Would
you buy?
Yeah, but the fact that Showtime would have two like around the same time period.
Yep. I mean, well, you know what would solve that? Wilder going to the UK would solve that. We won't have to pay for a pay-per-view. Let's go out to Scott in Oklahoma.
That was good, Ness. Hey, man, to be quite honest, I like the fight. I don't really care where is it fought at because I'm a boxing fan. I just feel like right now the top 10 heavyweights need to fight each other. It'd be nice to see if the fight would be in the UK, it'd be nice to have Luis Ortiz fight White on the undercard. I think that would be awesome. And when it gets
White going the Manuel Char route. Nobody even know Manuel. Like nobody was even talking about Manuel Char till he starts saying he wanted to fight him for that regular title. Like why are you going after a regular belt?
That's crazy. Honestly, it's the thing about the heavyweights is not that many top elite level heavyweights. So these guys avoiding each other, it doesn't make sense. And just to put it out there, AJ Fury and Wilder shouldn't be the only top tier heavyweights fighting all the other top tens. Like the other guys got to mix it up too. So, but hey, I'm excited for the fight. If it happens, I'm definitely down for it. If it's in Vegas, I'll be there. I hope to see you there, Ness. And shoot, we could take a picture, chop it up, drinks on me.
Nah, for sure, man. If it's in Vegas, I'm out there. Oh, I'm in there like swimwear. Yo, final thoughts, gentlemen. We are out. We got through all our callers, did a little late night show. Hit that thumbs up button if you appreciate TBV coming through late night. We've been putting in that work. We were at the New York City press conference for Danny Garcia and Sean Porter. Head on over to the YouTube channel / The Boxing Voice for all those videos of Danny. One-on-ones with me and Danny and Sean and Ken and Angel that cannot be found anywhere else. Shout out to the poachers that weren't able to poach those exclusives. Got some new stuff up with Peter Quillen, Kid Chocolate. You know, he's going to be taking on Jay Leon Love this Saturday. Check out those interviews. See his thoughts, mindset. We talk changing trainers. We talk the feud or beef between he and Jay Leon. And then we got a couple other where we talk Deontay Wilder's pay-per-view and Mikey Garcia and Errol Spence pay-per-view. So head on over to youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Listen, I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. My final thoughts are
that I'm happy that...
My final thoughts?
I thought you just did them. My bad. Go ahead.
I was giving all the promotional stuff. My final thoughts are I'm happy that he got a big fight. That's all.
I was going to say I'm happy that we had the big heavyweight action at the beginning of the year. And if this happens, we got the... Joshua Povetkin, and we got Wilder and Fury. So that'll be great at the end of year two.
Yep. And then my final thoughts, I think it'd just be a great fight either or. I mean, I think Tyson Fury is trying to go for some greatness stuff, and I'm not mad at him for that. And Deontay is just trying to keep the ball rolling. So other than that, just make sure you guys like and subscribe to The Boxing Voice as well. Sign up on the Patreon. It's Ron and Mike and Ness.
Man, shout out to Fury for picking up his goddamn country's morale and doing something that AJ would not do.
Let's see, man. What is it? Ireland? Let's see if I can get into Ireland out there.
You got a passport, got a visa, right?
Hell yeah, I got a passy.
Well, you good then, baby.
Hell yeah.
Now it's going to have 50 million in titles after that trip.
I just renewed my passport in the middle of May.
Like, there's about to be Black Irish out there. Yeah. Undercover brother out there, motherfucker.
I don't even have a listener that we communicate a lot from. What is it? Ireland?
Nah. Yeah, I thought we had a dude from Northern Ireland. Remember?
You know what? MV Chu might be from Ireland. Northern Ireland?
He'd be calling in and just be dogging Rob.
I don't know anybody else, though. I don't even know what airport to look up. Nothing. I might have to call Wilder. I don't know no info.
I'm pretty sure, man, y'all be all right out there, bro. You got to you with somebody that got a fucking weapon for fucking a hand. I mean, come on. You good.
Funny. Yeah, we out. Peace.